USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Thousands of Kobe Bryant fans have been gathered all night outside the Staples Center at news of the Lakers legend's death in a helicopter crash on Sunday.
He meant so much to the city of LA as a player, as a father, as a businessman, and as a mentor. There will never be nobody else like Kobe, ever.
The FBI, National Transportation Safety Board, and local law enforcement are all investigating the chopper crash that also killed eight other people, including Kobe Bryant's 13-year-old daughter. The helicopter went down Sunday morning about 30 miles northwest of Los Angeles. On Capitol Hill, the U.S. Senate impeachment trial of President Trump resumes today. The Trump legal team will continue their opening statements that they began back during a brief two-hour session on Saturday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
U.S. officials report a rocket attack on the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad on Sunday. Several rockets reportedly struck the embassy's dining area. The State Department says no one was killed, but one minor injury was reported. A dire warning from some experts who say tens of thousands of people are likely infected with the potentially deadly coronavirus and governments need to take drastic measures to contain the spread. That's the warning from medical experts at the University of Hong Kong. They say the number of cases is likely far higher than what's been reported so far. Officials have confirmed more than 2,700 cases of the virus, but the doctors say 44,000 people have probably contracted it so far. Those experts also estimating the number of infections is doubling every 6 days. Remember to find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At the box office.
In these streets, I never trusted anybody but you. I'm asking you, man. Bad Boys.
One last time.
One last time.
Bad Boys for Life, starring Martin Lawrence and Will Smith, is still number one this week, bringing in $34 million. 1917 comes in at number two with $15 million. The Guy Who Talks to Animals, Dr. Doolittle, is at number three with $12.5 million. The Gentleman is at number 4 with $11 million. Dropping down to number 5, Jumanji, The Next Level, at $7.9 million. The Turning is at number 6 with $7.3 million. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, still on the charts at number 7 with $5.2 million. The literary classic Little Women, coming in at number 8 with $4.7 million. Brie Larson stars in Just Mercy, coming in at number 9 with $4.1 million, and Knives Out still hanging in there at number 10 with $3.7 million. The largest satellite constellation orbiting Earth, SpaceX's Starlink, will be getting bigger with two planned Florida launches coming in the next few weeks, including an attempt on Monday morning. Weather is only 50% favorable for the launch. A backup time slot is planned for Tuesday morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.